This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is sunny, with mild temperatures across Israel. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the weather is perfect for outdoor activities. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilat sees a bright and warm afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, Israel promotes a Lebanon peace message in Times Square amid ceasefire talks. A statement declares that peace with Lebanon is possible, stressing the need to destroy Hezbollah, labeled as an Iranian proxy. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour, the IDF chief says troops may remain in the South Lebanon buffer zone until northern Israel is safe. Lieutenant Gen. Eyal Zamir asserts that Israel has surpassed its objectives in Lebanon and Iran with no ceasefire on the combat front. Also this hour, Walla reports that earlier today, the IDF acknowledges gaps in defense against Hezbollah drones. Officers admit the response to suicide drones remains incomplete after a deadly attack in southern Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News reports in the past hour, an Iran-linked militant group claims responsibility for a stabbing attack in London. And finally, from JT Just In, a North Carolina synagogue helped Palestinians raise money for Gaza, finding common ground over falafel. This event grew from relationships between a local rabbi and a Palestinian restaurant. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amit Segal, a prominent journalist, posted minutes ago that an Islamic organization linked to Iran claimed responsibility for the London attack. Spencer Gard, a security analyst, wrote recently about the same group taking responsibility for the Golders Green stabbings. From Times of Israel, in a recent update, two Jewish men, one in his 70s and the other in his 30s, were seriously wounded in an anti-Semitic terror attack in Golders Green, marking the latest incident against British Jews. Let's go deeper, starting with the peace message in Times Square. The Jerusalem Post highlights Israel's push for diplomatic engagement with Lebanon. The call to dismantle Hezbollah underscores regional security concerns and aligns with ongoing ceasefire discussions. This move aims to gain international support and pressure Iran's influence in Lebanon. Turning to the IDF's stance in Lebanon, Ynet reports that Lieutenant Gen. Eyal Zamir emphasizes the strategic importance of the buffer zone. By maintaining a military presence, Israel seeks to safeguard its northern borders. This approach reflects ongoing tensions with Hezbollah and Iran, stressing the importance of continued security measures. Meanwhile, the challenge of countering Hezbollah drones remains pressing. Walla's report shows the IDF's acknowledgement of vulnerabilities in current defenses. The complex nature of drone warfare requires adaptive strategies to protect troops and civilians. This ongoing issue signals a need for technological advancements in military capabilities. In a related development, I-24 News sheds light on the London stabbing. The attack attributed to an Iran-linked group highlights the global reach of Middle Eastern conflicts. Such incidents contribute to rising anti-Semitism and security concerns for Jewish communities worldwide. Finally, the JTA story showcases interfaith cooperation. The fundraiser in North Carolina exemplifies how shared humanitarian efforts can bridge cultural divides. This initiative not only supports Gaza, but also fosters dialogue and understanding between diverse communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports earlier this hour, electricity theft in the south of Israel cost the company 10 million shekels. The CEO reveals the impact of lawlessness with cable theft and a worker being shot. Separately, from Israel Hayom Business earlier today, the current war didn't create the economic problem but exposed it. Israel's market volatility and fears of economic stagnation resurfaced during emergencies. And finally, CTech reports earlier today, Elon Musk plans to visit Israel following a rescheduled tech conference. The summit, delayed by the Iran conflict, will discuss autonomous driving with Musk's high-profile participation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.